From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The European Space Agency has just given the green light to a satellite project called Biomass. The thing's got a giant antenna on it that looks a bit like an upside-down trampoline. There are a few kinks to be worked out before it launches, but the satellite could tell us a lot about the world's forests and their impact on the climate. John Amos is a science correspondent for the BBC. John, thanks for joining us.
Hello, sir.
Tell me about the technology involved here. This thing has a giant 12-meter reflector antenna on it, and it might interfere with some other systems?
It's what they call a P-band radar, uh-huh. Which means it has a wavelength of about 70 centimeters, and that allows it to penetrate the leaves. It goes straight through the canopy, and then it bounces. It scatters off the big things, trunks, the big branches. The satellite captures that, and then it'll get a sense then of just how tall the forests are and how extensive. Now, the slight issue here is that particular wavelength is one that the United States Department of Defense uses to tell itself that a missile is coming or to track objects in space. And so there's going to have to be a negotiation that allows the European Space Agency, who will operate the satellite, to get at least some operational data over those restricted areas. They've got a bit of time because the satellite is not due to launch until 2020.
All in all, how is it going to help us approach some of the issues that are present? How is this going to help us deal with climate change?
We need to understand better how the climate system works. I'll just give you a small example of this. There's a station on the top of a mountain in Hawaii where they've been measuring the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere now since the 1960s. And they produce this curve, this chart, it's very famous, called the Keeling Curve, after the scientists who started it. And it goes up year on year on year on year. This is the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere. But it doesn't go up in a straight line. It goes up in a wiggle. Goes up, goes down, goes up, goes down, goes up, goes down. But every time it goes up a little bit more. We may see the daily average there go above 400 parts per million by volume for the first time in a very, very long time. Now, why does it go up and down, as I say, every year? The reason is because the northern forests suddenly come to life in the spring and they start to suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. And so we want to understand why we see the signals that we do. So this satellite will help us do that.
Jonathan Amos, science correspondent for the BBC. Thank you so much.
No problem.